Sí. David Zabransky caused a stir with the release of his first novel, Slabos pro každou jinou pláž, or Any Other Beach But This, as it will be titled when it comes out in English. In March, he was named Discovery of the Year at the prestigious Magnesia Litera Awards. Perhaps appropriately for such a fan of dichotomies, readers seem to either love Mr. Zabransky's book or hate it. His style has been likened to that of Milan Kundera, which is not something he's overly thrilled about.
When I was writing the book, it didn't come to my mind that this could happen, because it was the whole tragedy, like from my perspective, the whole tragedy was about comparing the book to Kundera, and the book I'm trying to write now is like against Kundera and against myself, against the first book. So yeah, I wasn't happy about it at all, because it wasn't comparing me to Kundera, it was like that I'm copying him, which is not pleasant to hear. But it came with the sentences like, let's have a look at the hero, what he's doing now, etc., etc. But I think that the feel of the book is quite different.
Morning time crescent, I think of you. Rain in the southeast.
There has been interest in David Zabransky on the other side of the Atlantic too. The first chapters of Any Beach But This have been translated into English with a view to being published.
Ladies with chauffeurs, dogs wearing...
Radio Prague got its hands on a copy, and so here are the opening lines of Any Beach But This for the first time in English.
Democracy on the loose. Here I am in the cafe of the Museo Nacional del Prado thinking of Vienna. Bartlett, the guy I flew to Madrid to see, warned me about Vienna. He said that's where Hitler learned to hate the Jews. He was born in Austria, but to get his show on the road, he had to move to Munich. Vienna couldn't stomach his paintings, those amateur daubs of his, or his Nazism. Vienna's way is different. In-depth destruction. Instead of attacking from the outside, it destroys from within. Why go to a town where waltzes sound like marches and marches sound like waltzes? Why go to Vienna at all?
The novel is set all over Europe, in Madrid, Vienna, Kharkiv, Ukraine, and Bradford, England. The author dedicates a lot of time to examining where East meets West and the relationship between Easterners and Westerners. I asked Mr. Zabransky why he was so interested in this theme.
I'm from the Czech Republic and I'm in the middle of the West and the East. And that was my question, like I'm living in the middle of that everything and what is the position of me? If I come to London, I will sense that there's a certain, like, looking at me which is not, like, being equal. And I think I'm quite sensitive to it. And I was interested in this because it's based in history, it's based in geography, nearly, and it's not based in myself. And that was my, like, question.
A part of your novel is set in England. One of your characters says that there are two kind of sides of England, and one seems to be like tea and silence, and the other side seems to be like football stadiums and beer and social benefits. So, I mean, is that really your impression of England? Where did you form your impression of England?
It's based on my short visits, but it's mostly based on my imagination, and it's based on my experience in this wonderful city of Praha, which, like, we meet British people here, and I have a certain perception based on the TV, which I consider to be a real reality transmitter. So yeah, it's imagination mostly.
Unlike Spanish women, she seems fluid, washed out. In fact, she reminds me of a watercolour, an artist's attempt to express disillusionment with the present, nostalgia, or at any rate, some feeling that feeds on the past. Not like the feeling I get when I look at those boldly striding Spanish women, confident in their bodies and clothes and gestures. She gets up and goes to look at a poster for an exhibition in the Prado. Then, left foot turned out, hips relaxed, she starts fiddling with the end of the scarf draped casually round her neck, first winding it onto her finger, then unwinding it until the scarf hangs once more against her blouse.
extracts from the media, especially women's magazines, can be found throughout the novel. At times it seems that the book is very critical of these types of publication, but David Zabransky insists that this is not at all the case.
I got an email from the chief editor of L Czech edition, and she was like happy about the book, and she said it's so very well done. I have nothing against the magazines. I think like the way we follow them or the way women follow them, it's a different chapter, but I have nothing against it. I don't see the world from this perspective of like propaganda and these things, but no, I have generally speaking nothing against the magazines. I enjoy them, I like reading them, I like reading Heidegger and then L, I like it.
Yeah. And what do you like in L? What's your favorite section?
Well, there is the, like, they are giving advices how to manage your relationships, which I have problems with, so I sometimes try to find an answer there, but there's like answers which don't work definitely, but it helps.
Morning town crescent, sin is my game. We'll all be lined up, irrelevant fame.
And for those wanting a teaser as to what Mr. Zabransky's next project will be about,
this like being modern equals to being trendy equals to being cool, I'm so interested in it that like the second book will be nearly only about this. So I am like, yeah, I'm living in the modern times and I want to be part of it. I don't want to be like left behind in the 70s.
So how trendy are you, do you think?
More than I thought, I think, you know. I think it, like the people who read the book are mostly like from the trendy golden youth of Praha, so I think I am, but I don't feel it like myself. Just from what I hear and see, I don't pay attention to it really. I spend hours at the cottage and with my fishes, so no, it's not about being trendy, but I just feel that I will be dead if I'm not now. That's the answer to it.
Well, there you have it. David Zabransky is a writer for our times, and we'll see if his novels documenting the modern world continue to be read in the future.